Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another Sunday's episode with Real Talk. Another episode at Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. How y'all doing, everybody? And what's happening, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? You know what I'm saying? Another edition of Real Talk. So we about to get it in. So, you know, everybody pour something up, light something up, kick it with your people. Let's talk about it.
Do it for me. I'm on my thing. I haven't been drinking, right?
Okay.
Just because the results, like, you know, give a shout out to our top five before we get into our weeks.
Okay, so top five. So coming to number five, we got Down Under, Australia. Number four, Sweden. Shout out to Sweden, Viking country. Number three, United Kingdom, across the pond. Number two, Canada. Big shout out to Canada, all the provinces up there, up north. And number one, the wonderful United States of America. As always, shout out to all the places we got in the U.S., man. All the people out there listening, much appreciated.
Right. And shout out to every other country that's tuning in. We appreciate you too. Tell a friend or another friend.
We still still howling at y'all like my girl Kenya from Africa. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She playing us. Well, she's playing me right now. So
she let Australia come back in and knock them out the box.
Exactly.
We love Australia. We love everybody out there that's tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to get into our top five, a real adult talk, real conversations. Probably some shit you ain't going to hear nowhere else, but man, my week, man, oh, my God. The title of this week is Exhausted. Man, it's crazy. You know that I am doing a lot of it's not renovation, because renovation is like when you are tearing the structure, you know. But I just, like, revamped my entire house. And it's such a long process because it seems like I'm never, ever done. Once I get to a certain part, then it's like, okay, I got to add this, I got to add that. So for what I have, most of everything is done for what I have. I still have a couple of things that have to be done, and we're working on that in the up-and-coming weeks to get that stuff done. And I, like, really don't want to have, like, I haven't had any company, anything like that, other than, you know, my people's, you know, he has single-handedly been putting everything together in his house. And he works a job, and then he, you know, works with his partner, you know. He's an electrician, so he's an electrician.
Okay.
In general, that's his career. And he works with his partner, and then he, whenever, like, on the weekend, he'll come over and put something together, you know. And so he has been walking it down because he has done an amazing job in here, in the kids' room, in the guest room, in the she lounge, like, and we're focusing on the playroom. Like, it's just a lot. I did put a video up on Instagram on the progress of the she lounge today.
All right.
So it looks good. Now, here's the thing. I had a pool table coming. It's a $900 pool table. Not a little pool table, but a big boy pool table. So, the good people at Wayfair delivered my pool table to someone else, and they gave me their shuffleboard and bowling lane. And so,
why'd they do that?
It's nice. It's nice as fuck. Not going to take that from it. Okay. It's nice as fuck. It's big. It's heavy. But I wanted my pool table. But keep in mind, they delivered a pool table that was way more expensive than it. The shuffleboard was like $700. So let's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like really big and nice. If you look at the video, you'll see it. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted my pool table. And so, you know, they tried to work really hard at finding, you know, where they delivered the pool table, and then the people stopped answering. And so it's nothing that they could do because they delivered it, so they got a nice pool table. Well, the good people at Wayfair gave me a full refund for my pool table and let me keep the shuffleboard in the bowling lane. So,
I can't complain.
You know?
the pool table's just real player, but, you know, it's a she lounge. Ain't a bunch of dudes on there. The pool table.
No, I'm going to still get the pool table because I like shooting pool.
Players ball.
So too. I'm just moving some things around. I'm revamping a couple of things, and I'm moving some stuff around. I'm going to get a tall rack so that I can put certain stuff on that I need to put on the rack to, like, not make it look cluttered. And I'm going to move the bar cart closer to, like, the garage door, and then I'll put the I'm going to put the bowling lane towards the wall so I can have room for the pool table. I'm still getting my damn pool table. I got to get I got to get a coffee table because, you know, like, if you're sitting on the couch, you have nowhere to put your drinks, and I don't even, like, put my drinks on the floor. So I'm going to get, like, a little coffee table to go down by the couch area, and then I'm going to get the pool table. So I'm still going to get it. I got to wait because it's out of stock now.
Yeah.
And
High school had a pool table in my room. Way back in the day, a little pool table. You know what I'm saying?
This wasn't no little pool table, so I'm gonna wait. But I finally found a bedroom set that I wanted. I tried to settle and get something, And then that didn't go through because the shit was on back order for 4 months, and I just ended up canceling it. So I just was like, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to find what I'm looking for. And I found something so player. Oh, my God. It's pricey, but I want it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as I said at the beginning of the year, this was about me getting what I wanted, not me getting things just to go in here, but me getting exactly what I wanted room for room. And that's what I've been doing. So next month.
It's all about being comfortable.
Yeah, next month I'm going to go ahead and get the bedroom set that I see.
Okay.
And it's going to be roughly, I think it's like $2,700, $2,800.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the huge sleigh bed. It's the sleigh bed and the sleigh bed, and then it has two chairs to match the sleigh bed. And then it's the two nightstands and then one dresser. So it's not much that come with it for $28, but it's worth it because the sleigh bed just caught my eye, and I was like, hey, no way.
You don't wanna, I always say less is more. You know what I'm saying? You don't want stuff cluttered.
I don't like clutter. So, you know, and it's like my room, I still have to get organized. So I ordered another office desk because the other desk that I got was not big as I thought it was. So the only thing I can really use for that is my tarot business. So that is there in that corner. So I got another office desk because I have two laptops that I work from. And so I'm always in my bed with both of my laptops open and going back and forth. So I just brought another simple office desk to be able to do my work over there, and I have to get that stuff situated. So, yo, it's coming along. Today was getting everything situated. And listen, I tell you, when I say fuck these kids, and they be like, what? Yeah, fuck these kids. Now, before I had the cameras up, I tell you, I could go in their room and clean their room to pieces. And it'll take me 2 hours to clean their room. They sneaking food in there. It's crumbs everywhere. The bed's flipped over. Like, just really, like, two motherfuckers. Like, going through here like it was a robbery. You know what I'm saying? Like, dressers pulled all out. You know, like, fuck it up.
Oh, man.
And so
I had these cameras up. It was just, hold on, a week ago you was just saying how this is the cleanest it's ever been. Damn.
Listen, a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. It was like a robbery. Every fucking time you go in there, I can go in there and clean it up. 3 days later, that shit flipped upside down. I'm talking about the goddamn mattress on the ceiling fan type shit. Like, these motherfuckers are fat, right? So I kept saying, I'm like, these motherfuckers got to be like, man, fuck mama, she gonna clean it up. I'm telling you, that's what these little bitches were saying, right? So I put the camera up in their room. Now they know that there's cameras everywhere. Swear to God, today on my cleanup, 2 weeks in a row, all I had to do was go in there and vacuum, and it wasn't even much. Room clean as a motherfucker. I say, now, why, when you know I'm watching, the room is clean as fuck. But if it wasn't no camera in here, it'd be a tornado. So I was super happy that, you know, on Sundays is my cleaning day. So I went upstairs, you know, cleaned their bathroom, just vacuumed the hallway, vacuumed out their playroom, and vacuumed out their room. Everything else was together. Now, their clothes was in my room because I told you they kept pulling the clothes out the closet and putting them on the floor and fucking them up, and I had to wash all their clothes. Well, generally, when I'm going through their clothes and mine, I generally give them away. But tonight I wasn't up for it because I'm exhausted. So I threw away, like, probably 2 bags full of clothes. I did. So, you know.
You take it to the Goodwill? Write it off
on
your taxes.
Yeah, I did this time. This time I just threw shit away.
And
I normally do. Like, I'm telling you, like, I used to, when my son went to daycare, I used to go take his daycare just tons and tons of clothes for kids. Just stupid clothes, stupid bedding, just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a tax write-off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't really give me shit, so it don't matter. So I just let her do it. And she was like, are you a hoarder? I'm talking about just bags. I was like, no, it's just time to get rid of and go back. Well, they got so many new clothes that if it wasn't brand new or like new, it went in the trash. You know what I'm saying? So I did that to make room, and I just literally 5 minutes before the show started, I was getting the last little bit done. So I have to go back and put one more kid's clothes on hangers, and then I'll be done with their room. Now, here's the flip side to the bullshit, right? single-handedly, these motherfuckers took the two closet doors, right? Their actual doors, yeah. Not the sliding, their actual doors. These fuckers took the two doors off the closet and took them downstairs into the garage before I took the garage over. That was my deciding factor that these motherfuckers was not going to be in the garage no more because it was too much space. I don't know what the fuck they were doing with the closet doors in the garage, let alone, I don't even know how these motherfuckers got the damn doors off the hinges to take them downstairs, okay? I had to take them back, so they're, like, in the hallway. So when my folks get here, he got to put them back on the thing. But, of course, I had to put their clothes and stuff before I started doing all that. So, yeah, we literally have two more things to do upstairs, and that's put their closet doors back on and put their table and chairs together. And I got to spray paint them. You know, I'm going to do the little color thing with their chairs and stuff like that. So I got to spray paint and then put that back in there. We're really done upstairs. And so that was like a hassle getting everything situated upstairs for them. The guest room, I'm going to post a picture of like the video of the guest room too. The guest room is done. It looks absolutely amazing as well. Tapped into my Mobians, you know.
Okay, into your decorator.
Quick little decor in there, changing the whole vibe. It looks amazing.
No doubt.
And once I'm done with that room, basically it's finishing up the small touches on the She Lounge and then going into my room to work on my room. So it's been like, and this has been like over a month that I've been just in here doing a little bit by little bit. I've been changing stuff around in the kitchen, like just really getting a completely new feel and a new energy all together in the whole house. And I tell people, they be like, I want a big house. Yeah, you want a big house till you're the only motherfucker cleaning it. Then you're going to really think about wanting a damn big house because this shit here be crazy, for real. But that was my week. I'm beat, man, and I still got a little bit more work that I'm doing tonight. And after this work I'm doing tonight, I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
Well, my week. Well, that's good, man. And it's all about like being comfortable, man. Being settled, man. So that's good. It seems like you know really been settled into ATL for real this time. So that's good, man. Shout out to you on that. My week. I'm just in vacation mode, man. So I'm just, you know, I just been tying up loose ends. After the show was over, I got to pack, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't got to do too much because it's a quick little in-and-out trip to Cleveland. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just packing light, taking an Uber to JFK tomorrow, flying out Monday night to Thursday night, then I'm back in NY. So it's going to be like, this is cool. This is a little test trip, you know what I'm saying? So if this trip goes well, like, you know, the way I planned it, I do a lot of these little quick week, you know, couple day getaways. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to that. Another thing, shout out to the Real Adult Talk Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to finish up the top 10 list. And I'm happy the way it came out. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting a good turnout from it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of likes and retweets, man. So that's good. So, you know what I'm saying? That's always good energy and stuff like that. So I'll probably get into that into the world famous chop up. So, and then I'm just ready to turn up, man. Like, I can't wait to see my peoples. I'm going to try to document it as much as possible. But, I'm real, and we're going to talk about this public or private, you know, just in relationships and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm going to document my trip a little bit. But, you know, I do, like, little bits and pieces here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just looking for the turn up, man. Like I said, it's summertime. I'm kind of just chilling out. You know, like I said, hashtag realtor life. It's always, you know what I'm saying? It's like you really never really off on your realtor. But at this point, I was like, you know what? I hustled. I grinded. It's time for me to just, like, you know, enjoy the fruits of my labor. So, you know, the next, like, almost the next month, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to pick my spots. You know what I'm saying? Something just comes up that's just, like, too good to be true. I'm going to do it. But I'm going to be back and forth to different, you know, a couple of different places in the next, like, couple of weeks to a month, you know what I'm saying, back in here from New York. So I went to just try to chill. I kind of got everything in tune. I got my money right. So, yeah, I'm just ready to just kind of, like, enjoy the summer, man. No mask off in most places. So it's about to go down, you know what I'm saying? And I should probably be announcing my mystery second part of my vacation, my August vacation, you know, beginning of August for my birthday turn up. So, you know, stay tuned for that next week. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my week. Life is a adventure. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all about the adventure part for the second part of the summer.
Okay. That's what's up. Man, so
what's up with this? What's up with this topic, though?
Man, I'm trying to see something here. There you go. I knew. I said, now by the time you finish your week,
okay,
he should be
okay
popping in here. Now I was trying to trying to figure it out.
You was trying to.
I was listening to the Secret Squirrel, Secret Fantasy Birthday bullshit, and your ass like, well, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up, Smooth?
The hustle.
I'm black. That's all I
can. We all black, man. Toast.
And, fuck that. Toast being my fucking self. Sorry about toasting. Like, fuck that. Nah, man, I'm on. Actually, man, I feel good. I didn't realize that, I've been neglecting myself. I've been fucking, but I've been neglecting myself. Man, I ain't shaved all 2021, and I ain't realized.
Wow.
One of my kids.
Wow.
You didn't realize it?
Wait, hold on. You didn't shave all 2021? You didn't realize it? Huh? How does that? You don't look in the mirror?
No, I didn't realize. Man, look, let me tell you something. Everybody different when it comes down to their goal. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm on my grind, I'm just on my grind. Like, I don't even see myself in the fucking mirror, to be honest.
Caveman style, huh? All
right. Right. I don't see myself in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Like, I brush my teeth and shit, but I don't see myself. And man, it took my daughter. One of my daughters, he's like, Dad.
Like, what's up?
And, no. I don't want to. Not. Look how she played the fuck out of me. She's like, Daddy, I don't want to be funny. It's not funny, okay? It's not funny. I'm like, what, baby, what? Look, you need to shave. I said, what? She's like,
feelings.
Yeah, you need to shave. Well, what you talking about? She said, yeah, Dad, you don't look like my daddy. You look rough. I look rough. I said, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, man, so you know what I'm saying? I feel a little offended. I said, you know this how I got your mama, right? And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, you didn't. I said, what? So then that really made me look at myself and the mirror, and I realized.
The kids tell the truth. They tell the truth.
Nah,
the
fuck
the truth.
I ain't asking for the truth, goddamn, because they don't pay no bills for me to hear their truth. Okay? You know what I'm saying? But, like, I haven't shaved all 2021. And then I didn't even realize, man, nigga, hair was fucked up.
So you just need a makeover.
Yeah, look,
yeah,
it was a Jenny Jones makeover, real shit. It was a Jenny Jones makeover.
Oh shit!
You know, I went.
Kevin said Jenny Jones. Oh my god!
Right, it was a Jenny Jones makeover.
Oh shit!
So I went, got everything taken care of. You know what I'm saying? I went, got the hair done, face. You know what I'm saying? Went, got my pedicure
okay
with the girls and shit.
Well, you must have not been looking too rough, because black, unless black just, you know, your people's like that, so even if you were looking rough, she ain't say nothing, because y'all just saw each other, like, what, a couple weeks ago, right? So black was just...
So motherfucker was looking like Willie Lump in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But at the same time, like, once I fucked around and I took that off me, you see what I'm saying? A lot of other shit came off as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah.
I got rid of a lot of motherfuckers this week just by getting my face fixed, my hair done, you know what I'm talking about, feet and nails and shit. Like, I dropped a lot of damn weight. So
yeah,
it was I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling light.
Man,
I ain't feeling as heavy as I've been feeling for like the last few months and shit.
You know, it's something to that, man. Like, I can tell you firsthand experience. Like I told you, like, because, you know, at the beginning of the summer or going into the spring, like, going into the summer, I shaved my hair off. You know how to add a fro for, like, a couple years. And that shit just felt good, man. It felt liberating. You know what I'm saying? Because your hair, to me, it keeps certain energy. You know what I'm saying? So when you shave that shit off, man, like you said, you feel lighter. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, I guess, you know, but go with a beard and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, definitely.
Wow. Yeah. But, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel better now. I got a hell of a lot more pushing on me.
That's why, you know what? Oh, shit, I'm on one. Now that this other, once I said that, this other just thought just sparked into my head. And that's why women, they carry a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying, emotional wise, because you know it's not in tune or in fashion for women to just shave their head. You know what I'm saying? So, and then they always getting the shit done.
I don't want
a
bald
like
head bitch. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want a bald head bitch.
Like, you said you don't.
Your hair off, man. You got to go. I don't want a bald head bitch.
Well, you know what though? It all depends
like,
on how
shit.
You look with it. You know what I'm saying? Because well, look. I keep saying it. I'm a liar.
See, I've seen Jada Pinkett with some short ass hair before. I'm like, she looks good. But like, nah, bitch, I don't want to bald head, bitch. That's between her and Jesus.
Nah, every chick wears some women can look good with it, man. Cause look, on some lion shit, you know, the lion.
I'm not
the
saying
man.
That they don't look good.
All the females, lions got the, you know, they ain't got the hair. You know what I'm saying? The lions want the hair. So you know,
but
it's just
so
like I said, women ain't gonna shave their head anyway, so you ain't gotta worry about it. But I'm just saying, that's why they carry a lot of emotion.
Let me say you do fuck around and shave your hair, right? Well, bitch,
yeah.
You better have a gangster ass wheelie that I don't know about. You
oh,
know what
but
saying?
That's what they do
and
now.
And I don't know see you with a ball.
You
got to
get on
that's
social media. You got to get on social media,
no,
bro.
I don't want to get
these
on social
chicks,
media.
They shave their hair, and then they come with the weaves and the damn wigs
well,
and shit. So, nah, you
see,
get a different bitch like a...
That's customary. You see what I'm saying? I know about that shit. Like, motherfucking females in hot-ass environments, they always cut their hair off and they have a gangster ass wheelie. What I'm saying is I don't want to see you without the wig on if you bald head. That's all I'm saying. Like, let me live my life. You know what I'm saying? Lie to me about you being bald head. Oh, Lord. Anyway, we ain't even on top right now. What
you want that love?
About?
You want that love handle, right? I'll tell
you what, I like that. Nah, we got to get on top. The last time, we ain't get on. Last time, we really ain't finished whatever the fuck we was talking about for like 9:40 or something.
I know, yeah. Fucking chop up like 5 minutes and shit. So, yeah, let's get into it. Come on, Black. Let's run it down. Toast it up.
Man, all right. So, public relationship or private relationship? Now, for me, I used to be like, man, it is what it is. You ain't about to hide me from nobody, you know, da-da-da, right? And over the years, like, you know, at the very beginning, I used to, like, post my kids heavy on social media, right? And I stopped doing that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my kids posted on social media. I don't want the daddies posting them on social media. You know, out of the blue, like, if it's something special and, you know, they, you know, he want to post his son, like, something, just no birthdays, no none of that. I don't want my kids on Instagram. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? If you do it on Facebook. Facebook seems to be more private than Instagram, but I don't want my kids on social media. And so I have went into the fact of, like, the relationship status shit, right? You got so many people that be watching what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and how you doing it and who you doing it and if you're talking to people. And recently, probably within the last 2 months, like, anybody that I'm cool with, that I talk to, whatever, you know, was talking to, anything like that, I unfollowed them on social media. I let them know, like, listen, I just think that, this, you know, me going into this next spiritual brim of where I am, like, less is more. You know what I'm saying? The least that they know, you know, when you unfollow somebody, they just automatically assume you're not talking to them no more. So the least that people know about what's going on in my life is the best for me, you know, especially going into this spiritual realm, and, you know, it's easy to look me up. It's certain pictures that I archived that I took off my pages, you know, just kind of aligning my energy, but I would prefer a private. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I talk about my peoples, I'm giving them a code name. You're not even going to know. I don't care, baby daddy. I don't care who it is. Like, my baby daddy got the weirdest code name ever that you will never guess is him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just really am into this private thing right now. Not even so much of even acknowledging anybody as friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, my friends, people I generally talk to in the open on social media, it's absolutely nothing. If we cool, inbox me or hit my line. You know what I'm saying? If you can't inbox me or hit my line, then we not cool. If I'm talking to you openly on social media, then
yeah,
we not, it's nothing. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? It's nothing
yeah,
if I'm talking to you openly because
yeah,
it's just a life that I decided to change up. I just pay attention to how people move, and people are so nosy. People are so, you know what I'm saying? They're so extra. So I just move different. You know, and the one thing about it is that when you are dealing with people of a certain caliber, here's the one thing. One, don't go looking for it. Two, keep your shit private, and that's how you're going to stay happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what, if that person is solid with you, they're going to keep it real with you, so you're going to know what they're doing. But you don't need to know who they're doing it with. You don't need to know all of that, because that's how you keep a happier life. You know what I'm saying? Then when you find out who it is, now, you know, this person trying to watch you, sending people to watch you, and so on and so forth. So I have been backpedaled on that public shit, and I am so fucking private with my life. Like, it's crazy. You're never going to see me posting up a picture with anybody. If I post up a picture, it's some old petty shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not on no solid shit. Like, at this point, like, I don't do any of that on my social medias anymore because it's always bringing some issues. So nobody knows if I'm cool with somebody, if I'm not. Listen, whatever they tell you, then that's what you go by. You know what I'm saying? Don't come and try to figure out if they lying, because if you got to figure out if they lying, then you don't trust them. You don't need to be dealing with these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I prefer private, and I went private, Underground Railroad private, actually. Like,
okay.
Completely just, it's all business. Like, that's all business. And on Facebook, if you on the Facebook page, if you on my ducked off Facebook page, you know, I talk about shopping, you know, budgeting, balancing, business, jokes, but it's nothing about nothing. Nowhere for me. I don't know. What's up with y'all?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
you want to serve it up?
I might as well go ahead and go first. Yeah, everybody know I don't fucking
I'm interested to hear
you. Know, so the thing is, I wish motherfuckers, actually I don't wish motherfuckers, I ain't going to speak that business, because I'd be the jazz motherfucker was ever post my kids online. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to speak that business, because I would really hate that fucker want to my baby moms or their parents, relatives, aunties, and shit, if they was ever online. But as far as a relationship is concerned, I'm not in the position mentally, you see what I'm saying, motherfucker to ever put me online or to ever put a motherfucker on front street or some bullshit like that, because I'm a private person. I don't want people in my business, period. You see what I'm saying? So if I go out, in that effect, that's why I'm for the parties, because I don't want to have to fuck nobody else up. Because, bitch, you're not about to put me on fucking live. You see what I'm saying? So I keep to myself. I don't do that live shit either. But if I go out with a broad or whatnot, if I take the bitch out, it's us. You see what I'm saying? That's an intimate motherfucking moment. I don't need no bitch-ass fuck around taking pictures and geotagging and just talking about, hey, man, I'm at this location, enough for me to get live or some bullshit. Bitch, I'll fuck around and pistol whip your stupid ass.
Now.
Yo, I ain't joking on no bullshit.
I know.
I remember a time when what goes on in the house stays in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Everything between me
and the individual, you know what I'm saying, that's our personal time. Even if it's multiple people, which all it is, it's our personal fucking time. So, like, yeah. I'm not with the public bullshit. If I was, if you know what I'm saying, if I was fucking with a bitch and that bitch was like popular or a fan or some shit.
That?
Man, look,
yeah.
You might as well just call me Stedman. You see what I'm saying? You don't never see Stedman outside.
Stedman is on the low.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't never see Stedman outside, and bitch, you might as well just call me Stedman because, like, whatever the fuck we do is what we do. It's not what the world do. And if I was to ever allow a broad inside my house or inside my life, and that's all she's worried about is that public shit. Oh, everybody got to know this, and everybody, man, like, bitch, you got to go. Matter of fact, you gone before
yeah.
you came. And that's my thing.
My thing, the last time I put a picture up and I was out with somebody, I was taking a plate. I was taking a picture of the plates or whatever. You seen their hands. That's it. You ain't going to catch no face. You ain't going to catch no face. I ain't finna catch no case. Ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was because they were sitting there. They had their hand right there by the plate. And I was like, that shit look good. But no, like, I can't. Like, I've been stuck with the kids. Now, if you on my Facebook, as I said, it's a lot of personal up-close shit on my Facebook. And, like, for their birthdays or something, I post them on my Facebook. But outside of that, something that's open, you know what I'm saying, to the public, like, for anybody could just log on. Yeah, no. You're not going to see my jits on none of that. If it's something on there from back in the day that I haven't went through the archive, like, I got to go hit my Twitter archive, but I don't really post on Twitter, per se, like that anyways, unless it's for, like, readings. Like, you're not going to see my kids, and people got to understand, and, like, you know, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that I want. You feel me? And, you know, his daddy will, you know, be like, send me a picture that I can post, and I say some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, just going on and, you know, post that one. And I know he ain't going to post it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, come on, like, I'm serious about mine. And it's the same way when it comes to a nigga. And I don't need to follow you on social media because you don't need to follow me on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we fuck with each other, we don't need to follow each other on social media. So that rule there was like, you know what, it just makes more sense to not follow each other on social media. But let's just not do that. We don't have to. If we want to talk, we got each other's phone number. Or, you know, we should have each other's phone number. We don't need to be on social media. If you own social media and you don't have my phone number, then I don't take you serious anyway, so.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell you a picture you can post a picture of Donald Duck. What you talking about?
Right.
All right. Well, I guess I'll give my take. Yeah, so public – all right, so once again, for the people out there listening, tonight's topic is public or private relationship, which is better. So this kind of, you know, as you guys talked about it, with social media, we're in a social media age, it kind of spans in all types of different directions, you know, this particular topic. So I'm going to serve it up like this. So I love being the age that I am, you know what I'm saying, because – you know, I kind of just grew up in this technical era, like, you know, I would say, like, rap music and technology, like, I just kind of, like, was right on the cusp of everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's, like, my life is kind of, like, intertwined with rap music and just technology through the years, you know what I'm saying? So, but the thing was, what's cool about it, I remember when we didn't have all this technology, you know what I'm saying, when technology was, like, Nintendo and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, or VCR tapes and shit like that. But now, you know, the phone is all that in one, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the phone changed the game, and then the camera phone 20 years ago completely changed the game. So, and then social media changed the game again, you know what I'm saying? So within this past 20 years, I mean, once we came into 2000, you know, technology just, I guess it was just, all right, let's, how can we market it, you know what I'm saying? How can we capitalize off of it? How can we just make this work in our lifetime? Because, you know, that's where we're at now. So I'm at, like, when it comes to relationships, well, first off, if I did have kids, which I don't, but if I did, I definitely wouldn't want them on social media. So I agree with you guys on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, people ain't got to know my business. I don't want my kids' pictures. You know, people got camera phones, and now they can, you know, screenshots and shit like that. I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I agree until my kids is a certain age where they, and then I kind of want to, you know, if I did have kids, I would want to, like, you know, raise them a certain way to know that it's not, you know, social media is not for everybody. You know, everybody don't got to know your business. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just kind of want to instill those type of values. So that's one. Two, when it comes to my relationship, yeah, I don't really like to post that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really want everybody in my business where I'm at and stuff like that. But I do like to, because life is art. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. So I do like to curate, you know, certain experiences and stuff like that. So that's why, you know, on my Instagram and, you know, well, my Instagram is my most kind of, most intimate, I guess, thing to kind of see me on, because that's where you'll get like a little window into my life or whatever. But I'm real particular about the pictures, and I don't post too often. When I post something, I really just like the vibe of it, and I like the way the picture came out. And that's why I'm posting it. So that's number one. So, I mean, I think that was the greatest thing that happened in a way. Like my Instagram got hacked a couple years ago. I had like a bunch of followers. I mean, I had a ton of followers, but I had a bunch. But I was following too much shit, so once I had to kind of restart my page, I was able to just make it more intimate. So I'm real particular about things I follow and certain things. I just want a certain kind of energy to come through my timeline. So that's number one. So that's that. And in Facebook, you know, I know Black, and, you know, like I said, that's why I love getting our different points of views, because, you know, what works and what doesn't. I had to fall back from Facebook. Because Facebook, you know, and we talked about this through the years with the show and stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of Facebook. I mean, even though I have one, because Facebook to me is like the new what's the shit used to, the yellow pages or the white pages where, you know, all the phone numbers used to be listed back in the day. That's some old school shit. But Facebook is like the new white pages now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just got to have, you know, a Facebook just for, you know what I'm saying, just to have one, just to, you know, you could just kind of keep up with people, you know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time for me, it got to be too much. Like you was just saying, like, I don't want to see so much of a person and stuff like that, especially if we just became Facebook friends because we worked together for a little time or whatever. I don't need to know all your business and all your life and all that. Like, it's just
right.
You know what I'm saying? I just like our little conversation we might have had when we worked together. I don't need to know everything about you. So, that's how,
nigga, when I did have a Facebook page, I had, about 15 friends, and they all was bitches. And the only thing I posted on my Facebook page was porn.
He was that guy. That you said, and that would be smooth. So I would take you, it seemed like you deleted it from now. You still do porn.
But like, Facebook wanted me to, because back in the day, you didn't have to have your real name.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Then they changed
it. I came from an era where you had to have a college email address
to get
a Facebook page
back in the day.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody had alter egos. Well, these motherfuckers sent me an email stating that I needed to put my real name and I need to verify myself, and that's it. I'm like, man, fuck y'all. And they took it. That was it.
And
that was the end of my
social
media run.
Grand opening, grand closing. So, yeah,
right.
So that's where it comes to Facebook. So, Facebook for me, like, and then now.
He's serious,
like,
too. How many years we've been friends before I knew what his real name was? Like, just imagine.
Exactly.
But vice versa.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
You know, we was living in that time. But vice versa.
I get it. Yeah, I can understand. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my like, I went to go in, because I would check Facebook literally, like, once a month just to kind of check it out. And I went on there, like, maybe, like, about a week ago, and it was saying, oh, some update, Facebook, some new thing, you know, Facebook is, you know, looks at what you look at online or what you look at during your, it's just, like, advertisement and stuff like that and shit like this, and, you know, you got to, you know, bypass this to go on Facebook. I'm like, yo, this is always some shit. It's like they're always trying to Mark Zuckerberg is always trying to gather information from you, especially when we got the phone, so everything can be kind of like, what's the word?
Turn it off. I got mine turned off. Offline activity. I got that shit turned off.
Yeah. So and then
offline activity. What the fuck is that?
It's some shit. Like you got to read. I don't got time to be reading the red tape and the, you know what I'm saying, all this shit. So I haven't even been on there since that. So I was just like, you know what? Let me just back off. Anyway. So that's my issue with Facebook. I have one, but I'm barely on there. And then, you know, Twitter, I fucks with Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, I like Twitter, man, a lot. So, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, relationship-wise, I'm still private. But like I said, I'm public in a certain way. I just like to curate whatever I want to post or whatever. Like, I really thought about it before I post it. I don't just post shit just to post. So that's one thing. And, yeah, I think relationship-wise, though, you know, you should definitely keep it private, you know what I'm saying? Because when just people can just be in your business and all that shit, that's never good, you know what I'm saying? Like, people can just see your every move, and then they can analyze you and be like, oh, this person was doing this and this and that. I don't even like to, you know, put my business out there like that, you know what I'm saying? I like to be mysterious in a way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess that's my two cents. But another thing, too, since we talk about public and private, I think, well, and then like I said, maybe it's different strokes for different folks, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of got an issue, me personally, but like, you know, like I said, I can't judge that person because it might be something that makes that person want to be that particular way. But I'm not a fan of like private pages and shit like that. If you're going to be on social media, like, let that shit be public. I always think somebody got something to hide if they got some private ass page, you know what I'm saying? But I understand a lot of people be like in management or, you know,
oh, nigga, you old people,
whatever,
all ass nigga. What the fuck you mean? Nigga, the internet started off as an anonymous.
What'd you say?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you, like,
what happened?
Since when did the motherfucker, like, man, I don't like motherfucker with a private page? What a bitch.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I understand it. I'm understand it. But like I said, like, so say, for instance, what I'm trying to say is this. This is, so you're not on social media, so you don't understand what I'm trying to say. So, the point I'm trying to make is this, right? Say Instagram, right? Say Instagram, and we networking someplace, and I'm thinking about, we're like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of times instead of numbers, you know, you might follow each other on IG, right? But my page is public, so you can kind of just see what I'm all about. If you want to follow me, you can follow me, or if not, you don't have to. When a person's page is private, I'm just talking about IG, for example, you got to send a request. And I can't analyze that person's page to see if I even want to have to follow that person. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that this person's for me, because now when I do follow them, I'm going to see everything on my timeline. So, and now it just becomes awkward if, all right, now they accept my, I guess, follow, and then now I got access. But then I'm like, fuck, you know, I don't like the shit that they post and all that, and then I unfollow, and then it's just awkward. So what I'm just trying to say is, for me, what's
so
up?
So let me get this straight before you say this straight. Because in life, right, you're always going to meet people that in the beginning you might think that they're interested. And then you realize down the line, well, you're really not for me. So that's the same thing with the fuck you just said. Hey, you sent a follow. You hit follow, all this other bullshit. Then you see that you don't like the motherfucker. Then you unfollow them. What's the problem?
I'm just saying.
You
look,
still
got
to get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm talking about? Like, everybody be like, man, that seems like a cool ass.
I understand why people have, what I'm trying to say is smooth. I get it. I understand why people have private pages. I'm saying, like, I don't know what's going on with that person. They might have a stalker or somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody just stalking their page, so they make it private because there's one person and fucked it up for everybody. I get it. I'm just saying, me personally, I don't, if you got a private page, I'm probably not going to even fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? If your shit is private, you just ain't gonna get a follow from me. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. Cause I really don't want
people to follow me anyway. So every time I hear the word follow, it kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, you know? that's the social media lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Follow, unfollow. That's the networking in 2021.
If I catch you follow me, I'm calling the police.
I'm just probably, you know, we're speaking Chinese to you right now because you like, you know, you still on your BlackBerry, so yeah.
But we still speaking the same shit because a follower is still a follower. You know what I'm saying? The definition of follower is still the fucking same.
But yeah, so that's, you know, that's my take on it for what it is. So I don't know. You got any closing statements before we wrap it up and get us a world famous?
No, because I know that I told you this week I was going to let you tap in early to the world famous chop up because it was crazy.
Yeah, last week we had a good conversation. I really listened to the show earlier today, man. It was a cool show. You know what I'm saying? We had some good conversation.
Hey, what the fuck are we talking about?
I got some insight on certain, you know, certain, I guess, how certain people can move, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting. So, all right. So without further ado, let's get into the world famous chopper. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody's new to the show, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk about shit. So I got like a kind of extended chop up. I don't know if it's a 40-minute extended chop up, but you know, because we ran a little long last week, and you know, the chop up was a little small. I got some couple things I wanted to get into that I didn't get into last week. But as always, you know, before I even get into the world famous chop up, I always like to, you know, holler at you, Black. You know, just in this past week, is there anything in the news that you saw, you know, that you was tripping on that you wanted to ask?
Well, first of all, shout out to Big Ari. Ari the Dot. You know, yeah, Ari had a birthday at a birthday party in the ATL, and then went straight to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Moneybagg Yo gifted her a Rolls Royce truck for her birthday with 5 Birkin bags. You know what I'm saying? Doing big things, man. I love me some Ari. Everybody know I love me some Ari. So kudos to her doing what she's doing. Shout out to Nessa and Javante, you know, the boxer, Javante. He has a baby on the way with his boo. So kudos to them. New life is always amazing. Gotta love that. I haven't, like, I don't watch any shows and things like that, so I can't really tell you guys, like, what's happening. So, also, Wiz Khalifa, he posted that he took a test and it came back positive for COVID. He then, 3 days later, took another test and it came back negative. 3 days later, okay? This is one of the main things, like, they're doing this super huge push on this COVID vaccine, and it's absolutely ridiculous, okay?
Yeah,
number one.
So with that shit.
But people aren't catering to it as they supposed to. Now, allegedly, okay, they went to Haiti. They wanted to push this drug on people in Haiti. They didn't have enough cases. They was like, no, I'm not going to make this mandatory, you know, that our people get it. And then the president of Haiti was assassinated. You put 1 + 1 together, it sounds about white to me. It's one of these things that it's a lot going on, and I can't tell nobody what to do with their body, right? But you will never see me and my motherfucking household getting that garbage, right? It's such a big agenda. And the one thing that I posted on my page, listen, people, listen, it's not over, okay? They just said something like how the cases in Florida doubled. By the end of the year, we will have some other major issue going on. Now, I had already had the feeling, and then somebody else had said something to me the other day in reference to that as well. So, listen, people, wait. Keep in mind, man, please, please, please do not get comfortable. Please do not think that we are going back to, quote-unquote, regular life, okay, because it's not.
Right.
Keep your house stacked up with everything that you need when it comes to cleaning supplies, when it comes to water, non-perishable items, like do what you're doing. I'm strategically fixing my house, right? Strategically. At the end of the day, when it's done, great, I have everything that I need. I am making sure that everything that I need is in this house, just in case there's another lockdown, just in case there's another quarantine or whatever they have going on. But it's just something else. It's just not sitting well in my stomach. So, you know, just don't get relaxed. You should know by now the one thing is to stack your money. You know, they're fighting for stimulus checks, for more stimulus, you know, but this is the same thing that, you know, they people have been doing. And the reason that they can't really pass it is because they said most people still have 65 to 70% of their last two stimulus checks just sitting in their bank account. What you people have to understand is that when they give you money, like if they can monitor your money, your bank account to get a subpoena, you don't think that they just can monitor what you're doing with the money that they outright gave you? They know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, with the money. So when you take the money and just sit it in your bank account, if 65 to 70% of people are just sitting on that money, then we can't be in that dire need of another check. You know what I'm saying? And that's where they're pushing that agenda, okay, when it comes to that part of giving out more money. I do get it. They have started giving out the child tax credit, which will be half of what you would normally get on your income tax. They started July 15th. They will go every month around the 15th until December. Right? December 15th will be the last month that they do that. Then you file your taxes. But it's just like I just keep hearing Olympus has fallen. Like, it's not going to be going back to what you guys think is normal. Like, it's just not. So, yeah, that's just all that I had to say.
Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, you definitely, you know, drop some stuff on there. Just to your last point, you know what I'm saying? That's why I can't wait to do some traveling, you know what I'm saying? Because, I know how it is in New York, how it's been with the COVID cases and, you know, how it's moving, how the city is slowly starting to open back up. But, you know, state to state has been different. Shout out to Trump, because Trump said that, you know, before Biden took office, that was one of his visions, like every state is different, so it shouldn't be just the same across the board, because, you know, certain places have a low COVID rate, some places have a high COVID rate. So, you know, that's why it's going to be interesting, you know, with me going back to Cleveland or Ohio, you know what I'm saying, and tomorrow, seeing how they is out there, and then with my next little destination in August, seeing how they is out there. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, I'm always just, you know what I'm saying? I'm always just peeping games. So, you know, that's going to be interesting to see. But I hope, you know what I'm saying? It's just being optimistic. I hope that we just got a year left of this. But I know it's going to be just like little implications. But what you just said was perfect. You know, the best thing you can do is just stack your dough up and just try to stay as healthy as possible, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? Mental health, I know that's a big thing right now. Whatever makes you happy, stick to it. But, you know, as far as these vaccines and stuff like that, I'm still a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to see how I'm going to be able to travel. If I can't move without this vaccine, I'm going to hold off as long as I can, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just a word to the wise.
So anyway, July 2021 reminds me of the beginning of 2020, just without the public, or should I say the news media, intervening. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, now, motherfuckers say anything what you want. The cases are rising. Yes, they are. You see what I'm saying? I know personally so many fucking people that are sitting on that bitch right now. The only difference is it's not being broadcast on the news. You see what I'm saying? They're literally trying to treat it like it's a cold or a flu, like they were supposed to do in 2020. Why? Because they can't afford to shut down the fucking government. They can't afford to shut down all these fucking businesses because they really ain't got no fucking money.
That's true.
And yeah, the Fed already came up this week talking about, man, look, it's real, inflation is real. Really, bitch? You mean to tell me all these fucking price rising? How you gonna finally come out and say inflation is real? Man, fuck you. But yeah, I mean, shit. Nigga, them motherfuckers wilding with the COVID right now. Everybody go.
Well, that's why I know you said, you know, You haven't been broadcast on the news or whatever. I'm just trying to peep the COVID cases and just in my immediate circle. Like, who has really got it that I just know it? That's like 6 degrees of separation from me. And in my circle, like I said, I only can speak for me. I can't speak for somebody else. It seemed like it's not really an issue. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me from my perspective. You know, everybody's perspectives is different. So I don't know, man, you know, but, you know, only time will tell, man. You know, just be careful and, you know, listen to your intuition. That's all I can really say as far as this. So getting into it. So we had talked about
I know you briefly touched base on this, Black, and that was kind of interesting, but this whole Haitian situation, you know what I'm saying? And I know his last name is Moises. I didn't really get the first name and all that because I was just kind of – I didn't get a chance to really take the proper notes, but I still wanted to touch base on it because it was just interesting because, you know, me being in Brooklyn, you know, my barber's Haitian, you know, a person, an associate that I, you know, sometimes I do business with, he's Haitian. So I got like two Haitian people that I see on a regular, you know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting getting it firsthand, and they go to Haiti quite often, you know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting when you get a perspective from their point of view because they telling you how it really is. And all I just say, you know, I just pray for Haiti, you know what I'm saying, because it's just a lot going on there, man. It's a lot of just hands in the pot, power plays.
Hey.
UN.
Yeah, that nigga, his ass been in the news for, what, the last 4 months, 5 months, because his term was already over.
Yeah, so that was another situation. His term was up, but then he wanted to keep going. And then from my knowledge, from what I just been, like I said, talking to my peoples that this got their ear to Haiti, it's supposed to be like six families that really just control Haiti as far as their resources. And supposedly this guy was kind of going against the grain of the six families that kind of control Haiti. And, you know, you know what I'm saying? Once he did that, shit just wasn't good for him, you know what I'm saying? But supposedly one of the families that he was going against was the same people that backed him and kind of put him in power. So I guess once you bite the hand that feeds you, you know what I'm saying, that's always the situation. So, you know, this is still just the beginning of this whole situation that's happening with it. So, you know, as details come out, you know, as I learn things, you know, I'll bring it back to the world-famous chop-up. But, Black, you mentioned a certain thing that's interesting, too, because I remember, and I didn't even bring this up to the people I was referring to, but I remember, like, my barber, he was just telling me, when he was talking about COVID, and I think he was getting ready to go back to Haiti, he was like, yo, he was like, COVID, you wear a mask down there, they laughing at you. They're like, that shit's not affecting us like that. And then you said that, and then, like, you know, if they was maybe trying to bring the vaccine there and he was against it, that could be
something
else,
they
too.
Got
you know
two
what I'm saying?
White, they got two white Americans and four Haitians mm-hmm. for the assassination of him. So,
no,
you know.
Colombians, too. It was Colombians, all types of fucking shit that just had to go in all types of ways. You don't know where the shit was coming from. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
There's all types of conspiracies, you know what I'm saying, that's going on with that, because some Colombians put it in there, so that way if the UN might have had something to do with it, no, it was Colombians related. We coming out here trying to keep the peace, but then, you know, you could have let them get to them. And then, like, if Batty didn't do shit or something like that, there's all types of shit going on. And then from, like I said, from my the person that I know, you know, the pictures that came out, so this guy was tortured, too, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I didn't want to even see. He was like, yo, you want to see the picture? I'm like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Graphic-ass pictures. Like, I don't even want to go into it. You know what I'm saying? You never know who's listening to this conversation. But, you know, I just pray for Haiti, man, because it's a lot of unrest that's going to happen for it. And I just hope this whole COVID situation, that it wasn't like, oh, we want to test it out on this nation of people and see what happens, because that seems like that happens, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that, you know. So I just want to pray for Haiti, man. Hopefully – you know, because, you know, I rock with Haiti. I was just talking about, you know, Haiti as far as music and stuff like that, as far as a certain artist, and I was going to get into my little Haitian vibe, and I always loved the culture of Haiti, man. So I just, you know, I hope things just can, you know, get better, you know what I'm saying? But it looks real rough right now at this time. So I just want to say prayers up to that nation. Let me see here. What else we got to do? So, speaking of, too, Olympics is coming up, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of just world, I guess, issues and countries and race and all that type of shit, the Olympics is always interesting to me. I always kind of – because the Olympics gives you, like, a window of culture, you know, culture as far as the way different countries do things, you know what I'm saying? You kind of analyze just in their little sports, you know what I'm saying, how they handle themselves, so you can get a kind of like a little window into how their culture is and their race. You know, you can kind of see how people think and how people move, you know what I'm saying? So the Olympics is always kind of interesting as far as that. So with that being the case, Team USA basketball, right, they lost like their first couple games, you know what I'm saying? That was a big wake-up call, you know what I'm saying, because –
I guess, you know, the international basketball game, you can see that the world is kind of catching up to us, you know, because basketball is like our sport, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the 92 Dream Team. Shout out to the 2008-2012 Redeem Team, you know what I'm saying? But they lost. They first qualifying, I guess it was, no, it was an exhibition. So they lost to Nigeria, which was like a big shock. I was like, oh, shit, how we lose to Nigeria? Then you would think, all right, they lost one game. All right, it was just, you know, first game, maybe they was just rusty. Then they lost a second game to freaking Australia. And then that just had everybody like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So it just kind of goes to show that, you know, chemistry, smarts, you know, a lot of times just not to say not smart, but, you know, when you just kind of like, you know, strategy and hunger, you know what I'm saying? That can be athleticism. So what's kind of interesting is, like, now our Team USA had to kind of get on point because, you know what I'm saying, like, let's be honest, you know what I'm saying, basketball, especially in the United States, if you really watch it, is kind of catered to athleticism and ever since AAU, you know what I'm saying, it's been more just isolation, which is just like star basketball, you know what I'm saying, not really a team game. And, you know, the Olympics, you know, these other countries, they've been playing together for years, and, you know, they got a chemistry, so that now they coming in, and they just being a little hungrier, you know what I'm saying? So I still think the United States is going to get it together. You know, they won a third game, which was against Argentina. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Now I'm kind of like all in. Let's see what's happened, you know, what's going to happen moving forward. And then on the flip side, as far as the NBA Finals, that's why I'm a big fan of the NBA Finals this year. I really like the teams, the matchup, because it hasn't been star-driven. It hasn't been just LeBron and whatever team he's on and, you know, Golden State when they had these super teams and stuff like that. These are, like, teams that just kind of came up. I don't want to say out of nowhere, but Milwaukee, I was, you know, referencing why I like Giannis. And Giannis is an international player. Giannis is, you know, he's I think he's originally, I forgot what African country he's from, but, you know, he grew up in Greece, so he's Greek. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call him the Greek Freak. But that team, Milwaukee, they've been a team for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they're interesting. They, you know, they had their ups and downs in the playoffs before, but this year they kind of really gelled and came together. So I like how he, you know, didn't join a super team. I like how he just kind of stayed with the team that believed in him and just, you know, in this. And if he wins the championship, he'll win it the old school way. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, you know, I'm winning it with the team I got drafted by, which is much respect to that. But then again, you got Phoenix, the Suns. You know, they got a young team. Shout out to Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. But they was able to get one key free agent, Chris Paul, came over, and they was able to kind of solidify their team this year and do big things. So, you know, right now, Milwaukee's got a 3-2 lead, so that game is Tuesday night. So if Milwaukee wins, and Milwaukee is over. So you really gotta, really, Giannis has got to be crowned as the best basketball player at this moment if he wins. So, you know, I think the NBA Finals is really good this year, man. Especially it's from basketball purists. On the outside looking in, if you just really care about the stars and stuff like that, I don't know if you're all into it, but if you really just like good team basketball, which is the United States is going to be forced to play in the Olympics, team basketball, not just like an all-star game, you know, it's good for the sport. So shout out to that. So what else we got? I'm trying to think. So I guess because we got about 20 minutes left in the World Famous Chopper, so before I get into, because I got a couple TV reviews and I got an album review, I just wanted to shout out the top 10 list real quick. So, you know, for the people out there, like I was saying this before last week, like I take my top 10. This is on the Real Adult Talk. So that's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. Like I said, we always put that twang on there, that country twang on there. But, you know, I made my top 10 starlets, you know, list that's in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was interesting because I let some time kind of creep by, you know, old fans that kind of came into the game and switched things up. So I was just like, you know what, let me just fall back and then let me just see after the dust clears, who is the 10 starlets that I'm kind of feeling right now that's just, you know, kind of doing it in the game. Because I think, much like I say rap is a sport, I think sex is a sport in a way. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing it for entertainment, of course it can be other things. You know, you can create family and love and intimacy and all that, but, you know, it can be a sport as well. You know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, I'm just going to run down the top 10. You know what I'm saying? And you can definitely go to the Twitter page because I kind of catered each tweet to the particular starlet. You know, maybe they're like strengths or what I feel about them. But I'm just going to run it down. So, yo, if you got a pen, check this out, man. These are the chicks that I'm kind of feeling right now. I don't know any of these starlets. So, number 10, I had Nadia J, right? So, check her out, Nadia J. I think she's out of Vegas right now. She's originally from Detroit. Shout out to you, Nadia J. You know what I'm saying? Peace, peace, peace. Number 9, Julie K. So I just wanted to shout her out. That's the dreaded. Usually has dreads.
Nigga, didn't she unfollow your ass?
She actually blocked me at one point. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I'm still blocked on the old Benz account. That's funny because you remember that. I was wondering if you was gonna say something. That's why I'm with you, Spoon. We keep it 100 on the show. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know you're listening. I'll be listening to what you be saying too. But anyway, so yeah, shout out to Julie K. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like I said, ever since we started this Real Adult Talk page, it's been all good, man. So shout out to her. You know, she comes, I put her in at number 9. Number 8, Skylar Nicole. Ooh, Skylar Nicole. She's out of Orlando. She's from Black's part of the woods. You know what I'm saying? But Skylar Nicole. Shout out to Skylar Nicole, man. She does big things. I like how she chills in Orlando, goes out to Cali, shoots her scenes, comes back to Orlando. I think that on the outside looking in lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the way to do it if you're going to be in this adult entertainment. I think that L.A. lifestyle every single day can probably get to you. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her, number 8. Number 7, Hallie Hayes. I had to big her up. She's been doing a lot of like plastic surgery. She was a big Amazon type chick, man. But she's been beasting.
Yeah, that's little mama. That whole tall.
Oh, you
she got
wait,
some
hold on,
height to her.
She got some height to her. Hallie Hayes.
Yeah,
she actually got her start with like I think they got kicked off of Twitter, man. But she got her start on Ghetto Gaggers, man. But she flipped it. You know what I'm saying? That. Site can make or break you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely ain't for everybody. I'm gonna say that. I'm, you know, definitely just put that out there. But she flipped it and flipped it to her advantage, and now she's one of the starlets that's on my list. So shout out. She's number 7. Number 6, Portia Carrera. Shout out to Carrera, man. I said like, yo, if I could ride that Porsche one night, happily, you know, hashtag happily married, man. But Portia Carrera. Shout out to you, man. She's been in the game for a minute. Portia Carrera, number 6. Number 5, I got Bethany Benz. She's not no relation. Bethany Benz, not Mo Benz, Bethany Benz. So shout out to Bethany Benz.
Is she still doing porn?
Huh? What happened?
Is she still doing porn?
Yes. 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 I mean, probably OnlyFans, but yes. Shout out to, and I'll put this in a little post. For the love of caviar, you know what I'm saying? So shout out for the love of caviar, you know what I'm saying? For all my old school, for the love of Ray J heads, you know, obviously she was on that show back in the day. But yeah, man, Bethany Benz, man, she's a half, I hope I'm getting this right, because it could be Ukraine or Russia, but you know, Ukraine was basically part of Russia, but she's like half Ukrainian or Russian, half Nigerian, man. So she kind of, and when she talks, she sounds like, all my old school G.I. Joe heads. Remember G.I. Joe, the cartoon? Remember the Baroness, the little Russian brunette chick back in the day? She sounded like her when she talked, man. So
yeah, man. Shout out to Prince Joshua because he ain't never been the same since.
Prince Joshua will still be, I mean, hey, I like Joshua. He'll still be doing his thing, though, man. That didn't slow him down.
But he broke his dick.
So he got that shit fixed, I guess, because he still be.
That nigga was an ass.
But she did, yeah, because she, you know what I'm saying? She, that's that Russian part in her. You know, them Russians be kind of, they be heavy, you know what I'm saying? Heavy but light at the same time. So, you know, shout out to number 5, Bethany Benz. Number 4, I have Jenna Fox. Yo, man, Jenna Fox on Twitter, man. She, I ain't into this whole TikTok phase, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm a little too OG for that. But her TikToks, she's always creative, man. I like her TikToks, man. I mean, you know, she's the only TikTok person. I'd be just peeping when she do a TikTok. She usually posts it on the Twitter feed. So shout out to Jenna Fox, man, number four. She always can serve up. Look, you talk about wigs. Talk about, look, she got a low cut, too, on the low. But her wig game is crazy. So, you know, shout out to Jenna Fox.
Yeah, as long as I don't know about it, I'm okay.
Number three. Now, number three, she was number one on my last list that I had. She fell down to number three because two other females kind of like then kind of, you know, took off a little bit or, you know, kind of took the lead a little bit. But shout out to number three, Tori Taylor. She's Jamaican too, man. And I tweeted her like, yo, if I ever hear her speak some Jamaican patois, she automatically going to the number one spot. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Tori Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Number three, big old take old biddies on Tori Taylor, man. But she's fine, man. She's fly. Number two, now this was like my sleeper pick. She could put her in a number two because she's gothic and dark, and she just dark. You know what I'm saying? She like a little demon. You know what I'm saying? But that shit kind of turned me on. I ain't even gonna lie. So number two, the Lolita. She was formerly Daisy Cooper. She's just a little, I think she's Panamanian too. So a little, she out there, man. But I like it. It's just real fucking black rock star type shit. So number two, shout her out. And then number one, yo, I had to give her flowers, man, because she done had like two careers. You know, so she came in as a young starlet, young, and then I think she had a baby, and she came back on some milk shit. And ever since, it's like, fuck. She took that MILF game to a whole other level. So number one is Osa Lovely. So, yeah, man, Osa Lovely, man. Doing your thing. Shout out, man. So shout out to all the top 10 starlets. Shout out to the retweeted.
I'll give you Osa Lovely.
Okay.
I'll give you Osa Lovely, man. But
okay, what's up?
The fact that Kieran Noir ain't on the list, though, but Bethany Bears is, I don't know about it.
You'll take you know what? I get you. Kieran Noir, I would love to.
Because she's still making porn. Like, she's still in the game. Like, Bethany, you talking about OnlyFans. No. But
I get you. She got a high. You talking about sports? Like, if we going to, that's all I said. Like, this.
Matter of fact, I can't even say Tori Taylor is above Kieran Noir, dog. No, we talking about in the game is still
true. And I got it like a, I told you, I'm curated. Like, it's a certain vibe I look for, you know what I'm saying? But I give you, was it Kieran Noir, her motor. Talk about like somebody, you know, like in sports, we talk about somebody with a high motor. That's somebody that hustles and go after every loose ball and like they just got high energy. You know, her scene is crazy. I give you that. She seemed like she'd be an interesting guest too. Like, and a lot of these females too. Like, I think they'll be, they're interesting, you know, starlets, but I don't know if they'll be a good guest on the show. Like, India, shout out to her. When she was on, she was a great guest. You know what I'm saying? This ain't for everybody, because I think when you're in that game and you're in that lifestyle, it's hard to kind of, I don't know, to, like, talk about it artistically, because you're in the game so much, and then, you know, and then you get out of the game, you don't want to, I don't know, have flashbacks, you want to kind of move on. So, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, she seemed like she would be an interesting guest. So, I mean, I do respect the you bringing her name up, but she didn't crack the top 10. But maybe next time we'll see how it go. So yeah, so that's that. You know what I'm saying? That's the top 10 list, man. So check it out. It's on the, you know, Real Adult Talk Twitter page, man. If you want to see the pictures, man. I think this was like my best list, man, because I really took my time. I really wanted to get the right pictures to really articulate the list, and I think this came out. I think it came out pretty dope, man. So shout out. So let me see here. What else we got in the news? Shout out to Richard Branson, right? I didn't get a chance to Google this story either, but I think it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Interesting. Yeah, he went to space, but he went to space differently. I don't know if you heard about it. I know you watched the news. He went with like a different type of rocket. It was like a plane kind of rocket. Cause, you know, he got the Virgin Airlines, and he used to have the Virgin Megastore back in the day and all that other stuff. But his, you could definitely see how he's really coming with a commercial angle. Like, he's really setting up a business. So, like, if you want to go to space, you got the dough. You got that million to put down on it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We going. You know what I'm saying? So, so shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I want to really, maybe next week or whatever, when I get a chance to really kind of analyze the story, I'll get back to tell you exactly how the spaceship is, you know, built and set up, but I was just, you know, hearing little bits and pieces of it. But, yeah, man, Richard Branson, man. So this space, this to the moon, this to Mars, this is, you know, I think it's just being, like I said, it's just, they're just trying to figure out how to capitalize and make sure we're safe, you know, make sure these fucking rockets ain't blowing up and shit like that, you know, do a few more test runs. And I think if you got the money, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely about to be a thing in the next, like, 5 years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, something interesting to just keep your eye on this whole space situation that we have going on. So that's that. Got about 10 minutes left in the show, a couple other things I wanted to get into. So quick review. So I got a chance earlier today to watch Raising Kanan. All right, Raising Kanan, that's what it's called. So basically what that is, if you're not hip, that's shout out to 50 Cent, shout out to Power. This Power, 50 Cent and Power has just become a whole other thing, man. So shout out to every, you know, shout out to when you just can create a new lane for yourself, reinvent yourself. 50 Cent, the rap artist, that's done. 50 Cent, the executive producer of TV shows, that's his lane, and that's what he's excelling at. You know, but even though he did pretty good with the rap thing, this is his calling. And Raising Kanan, I love how they did it. It's like, it's a prequel. You know what I'm saying? So if you watch Power, Power's been excellent. You know what I'm saying? I really had no expectations when I first started watching it years ago. But, man, I mean, talk about telling, like, just a hood story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I like the raw hood shit. I do. I love it when it's just artistically done right. And Power's doing it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole genre. Like, there's so many of these, you know, little, like, hood shit, but this is done right, man. The power is good. So basically, so Raising Kanan, not to give it away, but just to kind of sum it up on a review, because I watched it, like I said, the first episode came out last night, so I watched it on Stars earlier today. But it was dope, man. It's a time capsule because it's the early days of Kanan. So if you know anything about Power, Kanan is 50 Cent's character. You know, he plays Kanan. But, you know, he died on Power. You know what I'm saying? He died like a couple years ago, you know, on Power. Yeah, Tyreek. Tyreek took him out. You know what I'm saying? Even though he could have killed Tyreek, but he liked Tyreek. You know what I'm saying? Because he saw a lot of himself in Tyreek. And Tyreek had to make a choice. It was either kill Kanan or, you know, Kanan, I don't know, something would have happened with his family. You know what I'm saying? His pops. Ghost, you know what I'm saying, or Tasha's mom, something's gonna go down. So he had to do this. He had to set him up a certain way so his peoples could get off. So Tyreek had to make an executive decision. So anyway, you know, but Kanan was always an interesting character, and 50 Cent plays that shit to the T. You know what I'm saying? He plays it. I don't want to give him that Tupac juice, because that's Oscar worthy right there. You know what I'm saying? That's just a solidified, you know what I'm saying, Tupac juice. That's just like on another level. But a couple levels down, 50 Cent as Kanan is pretty fucking good. So anyway, so he's just an ill, grimy character. You know what I'm saying? But you see on Raising Kanan, like, where it started, where he, how he, you know, when he was young. So anyway, what's cool about it, it takes it back. I think the year is 1991. So, man, you know what I'm saying? I was a young buck at that time too, but I can remember the vibe, man. 91. I don't want to age myself, but 91, I was 1991. I was 13. I'm gonna be honest. I was 13. 1991. So I was like, you know what I'm saying, peeping shit. You know, middle school days. So with ill about it is they getting it right, man. It had the whole, and it, you know, takes place in Queens. So it just took back. It takes you back to the whole way people dressed back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You seeing all the old fly, old school hill figure. Polo, you know what I'm saying? Just like when people were a little trippier, but just different, you know what I'm saying? I think he had a triple fat goose. I'm just seeing all the old school shit that I just remember, you know what I'm saying? So first off, they got it right with the fashion. And then just the twang, and, you know what I'm saying, like just the lingo. And then this is like you know, what's cool about it too is pre-cell phones, pre-all that, you know what I'm saying? So they didn't really get into the pager aspect of it, but I know that's going to come up. Because it was before you had all that, before you had the social media. So it's just like, it takes me back to that time. And then, you know, I lived that era. I mean, I was, you know, barely a teenager, but I remember that shit. And, you know, it's just cool to take you back. And then I guess for young people, they can kind of just see how it was back in the 90s. Because the 90s was an ill, especially the early 90s. Going from like from 88 to probably like 95, that was just an ill little time period. You know what I'm saying? Because the music, how everything was changing and switching up. There's a lot of different styles from different places. But it captures it pretty good, man. And, you know, yeah. Just the early drug game back then. And then, like, his mom's. It's interesting.
Shit, 91 cell phones came in a bag, man.
You said cell phones came in a bag?
Yeah, it came in a bag of fucking suitcase. You had to unzip that bitch.
Yeah,
cell phone the size of a regular phone, man. Remember that?
Had
a big ass coat with buttons on the back of
that. Yeah. It was more car phones. Like, I remember a few people had a car phone. You thought that was fly as fuck.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He got a phone in this car. Like, that's just dope. You know what I'm saying? So,
had to plug that bitch into the
line. I love how, I grew up with this technology and that music, man. So I just remember all this shit vividly. And I love when I see it just done artistically. But I definitely just, I think it's good. And then shout out to, I love when I see like rappers, right? I don't really, you know, catch their wave as far as a rap career, but then I'd be like, this person would probably be a better actor. He just needs the right role, and that's it. So shout out to Joey Badass, right? He's out of New York, younger dude, right? But now he's coming to his own. And, you know, I really wasn't feeling him as a rap artist, you know what I'm saying? He had a couple things. He was a younger dude, you know what I'm saying? You tell he kind of was young, but he kind of liked that whole 80s, 90s flow. Was interesting now that he's, you know, he came out young. He was probably like 20, 21 when he first came out. But now he's older, and now he plays like one of the drug dealers from like, you know, that whole era, you know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting. So check him out, you know what I'm saying? You see him as the big dude, drug dealer. And you just see like a young Kanan, man. So it's interesting. So the first episode got me. I can't wait for, you know, what they're gonna do on the next episode. So you just see how it goes down. So shout out to 50, man. Like he's telling some good like hood stories of how shit used to be or whatever. So shout out to that.
There's my keypad, man.
Yeah. Speaking of rap, you know, real quick, we'll do a quick 10-second moment of silence. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Biz Markie. Talking about that too, man. I remember when that Just the Fringe dropped. Man, that was a Vapors. That's Vapors was like probably like 88. I remember just being young, Vapors. You know what I'm saying? That shit was hitting. You know what I'm saying? I remember just seeing the little, especially 88. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing the little older little females with the bamboo earrings and the gold chains and all that shit, man. Back in the 80s. So and Biz Markie was, you know, he was definitely like one of the hot artists at that time, and I just friend just used to go, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him, man. You know, definitely will be missed. Definitely was a pioneer, you know, beatboxing and all that. If you think of like 88, you know what I'm saying? That whole vibe where you had Biz Markie and Boogie Down Productions and Eric B. and Rakim and EPMD and MC Light and Queen Latifah, all that old school shit, man. He was definitely one of the dudes, man. So definitely will be missed. You know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason, you know, with time. But definitely, you know, people will remember, you know, Biz Markie. So, you know, rest in peace to that. And then real quick, too, got about 3 minutes left. I just wanted to give a quick album review. Young dude out the West Coast, man, probably like my favorite young West Coast artist. Really, you know, keeping that torch alive for the West Coast, man. He's got me back on my West Coast this last couple weeks since his album dropped. But I want to give a shout-out to Vince Staples. So shout-out to Vince Staples. He dropped the album called Vince Staples or whatever. Just short, like 10 tracks, but it's raw. You know what I'm saying? It's just raw. He's straight out of Long Beach. That's you know, that whole Snoop Dogg, probably like Crip area of Long Beach, real affiliated type shit. But I like it, man. It's raw. It's raw, but it's interesting, man. So shout out to Vince Staples. Definitely a thumbs up. Definitely one of the young dudes putting on for the West Coast, man, and keeping that just West Coast raw gangster shit going. You know what I'm saying? So I like that shit. So that's that. I'm trying to think, man. Anything else going on? That's pretty much it, man. We got about 2 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do some house cleaning. So once again, You know, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to all the countries. Shout out to Black, you know, for the topics. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to me for that top 10 list. It's fire. Check it out, man. Go to the Twitter page. You know, shout out to me for the world famous chop up. You know how we do, man. Real talk, real adult talk, however you want to do it, however you want to slice it. You know, we bring it to you raw every Sunday night, man. That's what we do. We chop it up and just talk some real stuff, man, relationships and all that good stuff. So definitely if you want to put a face with a voice, you know, holla at me on IG. You know, that's MoBinns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Same time next week, you know what I'm saying? I'll be telling you next week around this time, I'll be telling you about my Cleveland trip, give you the highlights of the C-Town, you know what I'm saying? The land, I guess some people call it. So I'm going to get out there, man, kick it, man. It should be a good time. And then next week I'll tell you my mystery vacation spot for August, man. So shout out to that. Yeah, so that's it. Black, you got anything before we get out of here? We got like about a minute left. Well, you done already put the phone down.
Well, you know, you over your time anyway, so y'all will see y'all next week. Same time, same place. Peace, 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 peace.
All right, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.